Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 22, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bob Boelhauers takes over as CEO of ABN AMRO's Moneyou. Tinder bypasses Google Play with default payment process. Contactless payments increasingly popular in UK public transport, study finds. Indian payments startup gets $25 MLN from Visa, others. Alipay and LifePay join Nexo standards. TD Ameritrade launches in-vehicle connectivity for investors. Token brings open banking to property sector. UK-based Atom Bank raises $62.3 million for growth, expanded products. Digital transactions in India grew 40% in Q2 2019. Kalera and Epiphany join forces for open banking. IHS Market selected to deliver Canada's federal carbon credit and tracking solution. Trust Payments opens Innovation Lab. Tradere completes $11 million Series D round. Kaplan adds cryptocurrencies to trading platform. FSB delays implementation timeline for SFT rule changes. CashPlus grows revenues by 19%, enters unicorn territory. Token brings open banking to property sector. Equifax shells out $671 million to settle data breach litigation and regulatory probes. Trunarrative signs Iceland acquiring Bank Borgen. Metro Bank appoints CIO and Chief Transformation Officer. Easy Collect appointed guarantor of pay, UK. Morgan Stanley introduces encrypted document sharing through Box. Now let's get started. Bob Boelhauers takes over as CEO of ABN AMRO's Moneyou. Starting today, Bob Boelhauers is the new CEO of Moneyou. He succeeds Lisbeth Rigter, who is joining a different financial services provider where she has been appointed CEO with effect from 1 August. Bob Boelhauers has been with Moneyou as Chief Commercial Officer since 2015. Prior to that, he worked in commercial positions in and outside the financial sector. Previous positions held by Bob Boelhauers include Benelux Marketing Director at CMS provider Sitecore. He is also well-versed in the financial sector through various management positions at Crédit Agricole Consumer Finance, CACF. Moneyou, a subsidiary of ABN AMRO, offers clients a range of online self-service financial products. The company has a total of 220 employees. Tinder bypasses Google Play with default payment process. Tinder has launched a new default payment process that skips Google Play and allows users to enter their credit card details straight into Tinder's app. According to Bloomberg, once a user has entered their payment information, the app not only remembers it, but also removes the choice to swap back to Google Play for future purchases. The app economy is expected to grow to US$157 billion in 2022, according to App Annie projections. As the market expands, a growing trend has been gaining traction in 2019. Spotify filed an antitrust complaint with the European Commission, claiming the cut Apple takes amounts to a tax on competitors. Netflix stopped letting Apple users subscribe via the App Store, and Epic Games said in 2018 that it would not distribute Fortnite through Google Play. Contactless payments increasingly popular in UK public transport, study finds. The introduction of contactless payments sits as the biggest development to the traveller's overall experience, a study by Visa UK has found. The ease of payment, ability to monitor your outgoings, 24%, lessened queuing time, 45%, and no longer needing to carry cash, 59%, were the key reasons for choosing the touch and go payment method. Other key findings. The 7 in 10, 69%, UK adults use contactless payments on a daily basis. UK Finance's recent data shows there are 124 million contactless cards in the UK, with 7.4 billion payments being made in 2018. London's contactless system set the gold standard being adopted around the world. Indian payments startup gets $25 MLN from Visa, others. India-based payments startup Paymate has raised almost $25 million in Series D from strategic investors including Visa. Other investors include Recruit Strategic Partners, Brand Capital, the investment arm of media conglomerate Times Group, and Mayfair 101. The company has raised the funds to expand its business overseas. Paymate is a B2B digital payment company based in Mumbai. While it was launched as a mobile payment provider allowing consumers pay for online and retail purchases, pay billers among others, it pivoted as a B2B platform in 2013. It launched a PayPos application that allowed small businesses to accept credit and debit cards and process electronic transactions directly on their smartphones at the point of sale devices. Its cloud-based platform enables SMBs and SMEs to automate and digitize their entire procurement to payment cycle, including vendor management, vendor payments, invoicing, and supply chain financing options. Alipay and LifePay join Nexo Standards. Nexo Standards has announced that Alipay and LifePay have become principal and associate members of the association respectively. Operated by Ant Financial Services Group, Alipay is one of the world's leading payment and lifestyle platforms, and it currently serves over 1 billion users with its local e-wallet partners. LifePay is a multi-service mobile payment application in France that aims to streamline all of consumers' day-to-day payment and shopping experiences by gathering all payments and associated loyalty services into a contextualized user experience. As a principal member, Alipay can contribute strategically to the organization, with the option to vote and lead on new group initiatives. Both Alipay and LifePay will contribute to the evolution and development of the Nexo messaging protocols and specifications. The two companies will also be focused on supporting Nexo's efforts for global mobile payment acceptance. TD Ameritrade launches in vehicle connectivity for investors. TD Ameritrade announced a series of in-vehicle enhancements with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and Echo Auto that will allow investors to get information while in their cars. The company said the move is a natural evolution after last year launching investment services on Alexa-enabled devices using voice commands. That followed prior efforts to launch investing on the telephone, on desktop and through a mobile app. In a connected world like ours, we have to meet investors where they are, whether at home, in the office or on the go, Sunaya Tuteya, head of strategic partnerships and emerging technologies at TD Ameritrade, said in the announcement. In-vehicle technology offers a new type of connectivity that further breaks down barriers to accessing financial education and markets. Customers using Apple CarPlay will be able to get real-time market news using the TDAN radio app from the TD Ameritrade network. Customers using Echo Auto and Android Auto will be able to use voice commands to get real-time quotes, market performance summaries, account balances and other information. Token brings open banking to property sector. Turnkey open banking platform provider, Token, has announced partnerships with two of the UK's property marketplaces, Stirrence and Mashroom. The partnership will enable renters, landlords and agents to benefit from open banking services, including bank direct payments and data aggregation. Stirrence operates a national student property platform that combines a student-centric property search with online contract signing, payment facilitation, property management and research capabilities. It has chosen to integrate Token's open banking technology to expand the payment options available to tenants and property managers who transact within Stirrence ecosystem. Mashroom is an end-to-end property lettings platform that combines technology and community to deliver an efficient way for landlords and agents to let, secure, and maintain properties. In addition to offering bank direct payments to customers, by using Token's platform it will be able to access renters' data to validate rental affordability before entering into a contract. UK-based Atom Bank raises $62.3 million for growth, expanded products. Adambank PLC said it raised $62.3 million, $50 million British pounds, in a funding round that included BBVA, Tosca Fund, Woodford Patient Capital Trust and funds advised by Precitus. The UK-based digital bank said it plans to use the funding for additional growth and continued investments in technology, according to a company release. Bank officials said the company is making progress in replatforming Adambank into the cloud and plans to launch new products using Thought Machine's smart contract core banking technology, according to the release. What's important to customers is good products, good service and good value, so that's where we've spent the majority of our time and energy, CEO Mark Mullen said in the release. He added that the bank will add 50 new positions to help expand its products and services, starting with instant access savings in the fall. The bank currently has about 350 employees and has raised more than $561 million since the company launched in 2014. Digital transactions in India grew 40% in Q2 2019. A Razorpay report has found that India has witnessed a 40% growth in digital transaction in the second quarter of 2019 compared to the first quarter. The report, The Era of Rising Fintech, has uncovered the fact that the Indian fintech ecosystem has entered a new phase of innovation backed by UPI that has led the country towards a digitally inclusive economy. Other key findings: Bangalore, Hyderabad, Mumbai, Pune, and Delhi have topped in digital transactions. Credit and debit cards are the highest contributors in the P2M segment, with an estimated share of 50% in April to June 2019 quarter and 56% in January to March 2019. Usage of cards grew by 22% between Q1 and Q2, UPI following the race with 34% and net banking with 13%. UPI contribution witnessed a growth of 71% over the two quarters. The customer demand and innovation in digital payments for sports events is growing. World Cup and IPL, among others, doubled the share of gaming industry's contribution from 6% to 15% in the last 3 months of 2019. Razorpay predicts that 40% of digital payments transaction will be driven by Tier 2 businesses and consumers by 2020. In addition, 15% of India's GDP will be flowing through digital payments by 2020. Kalera and Epiphany join forces for open banking. Kalera, an international in mobile messaging service for banks and companies, and Epiphany, a technology startup operating globally, have signed a partnership agreement. This will enable the two to jointly support banks in their digital transformation efforts, from basic revised payments services directive (PSD2) compliance to delivering new banking experiences, to enabling core banking modernization. Kalera and Epiphany's collaboration will aim at helping their joint customers with PSD2 compliance solutions, as well as ready-to-use products and tailor-made solutions such as InstaPay and account aggregation that meet all the security criteria required by the banking system. Epiphany's full-stack digital banking platform is the result of a deep knowledge in systems development and integration expertise with banks. It is equipped with a sandbox and developer portal to allow developers of banks and fintech to quickly create the new products they need. Kalera provides banks with a series of services to communicate with its customers via mobile, notifications and SMS. Epiphany is a technology startup born in Italy and operating globally, specialized in digital banking solutions that open up open banking. IHS Markit selected to deliver Canada's federal carbon credit and tracking solution. IHS Markit, NYSE, Info, a world leader in critical information, analytics and solutions, today announced it will deliver the Government of Canada's carbon credit and tracking solution. The solution will reinforce Canada's federal measures to mitigate emissions under the Pan-Canadian Framework on Clean Growth and Climate Change, and provide tracking for the federal output-based pricing system. Canada is committed to reducing its carbon emissions across industries, while creating incentives for firms to embrace clean energy and growth, said Kathy Benini, Managing Director and Global Head of Environmental Solutions at IHS Markit. By leveraging our experience and knowledge in designing and delivering national and international registries, Canada will have a best-in-class solution for the federal carbon pricing backstop. The federal output-based pricing system is designed to ensure there is a price incentive for industrial emitters to reduce emissions, spur innovation, maintain competitiveness, and eliminate carbon leakage. Using the infrastructure provided by IHS Markit, Canada will be able to support these objectives. IHS Markit has designed and developed greenhouse gas registries and auction infrastructure for governments in the Americas, EMEA and APAC. Its environmental registry is the largest global registry for carbon, water and biodiversity credits. Since its inception, the environmental registry has provided full tracking for the life cycle of more than 350 million credits. Trust Payments opens Innovation Lab. Trust Payments' leading payment gateway, Secure Trading, announced today the launch of its new Payment Innovation Lab. The Innovation Lab will drive seamless and swift integrations to multiple purchasing pathways and assist merchants with complex integrations that are becoming more frequent in today's payment landscape. A single, open API framework will create immediate dynamic routing options for merchants across Secure Trading's international banking network, as well as enhanced functionality and authorization rates at its own merchant acquiring institution, acquiring.com. The Innovation Lab is also pioneering crypto fiat wallet loads and leading-edge developments in immediate AML and KYC compliance. Daniel Holden, Group CEO, commented, "The Innovation Lab will support our merchants in their drive to improve customer convenience with swift and easy technical connectivity. As a group, we can now step change our capabilities. Drawing off assets within the group will mean our merchants get richer data and a much wider service offering. Coupled with its new point-of-sale deployment, this creates a truly full-service offering for merchants under the Trust brand. We can analyze complex business requirements and leverage our technology to develop elegant and engaging solutions for our partners," said David Copper, head of the Innovations Lab at Trust Payments. "We have a really great team dedicated to problem-solving and building amazing technology, and we are open for business and invite our customers or potential partners to reach out and engage with the lab to see if we can assist," continued Copper. Tradere completes $11 million Series D round. Tradere, a leading provider of institutional trading solutions for FX and digital assets, announced today that it has completed an $11 million Series D round, led by new investors GF Investments and the family office of Harvey Golub, former chairman and CEO of American Express. Existing investors, including Long Ridge Equity Partners and Viola Ventures, continued with their support and added to their investment in the round. Over the last year, Tradere has delivered strong financial, product, and operational performance, including 45% revenue growth, the launch of several new products, and increasing measures of customer satisfaction. The new investment demonstrates the compelling value proposition Tradere offers to a large and growing addressable market and will further accelerate Tradere's momentum. Regional banks and brokerages across the world, and their clients, continue to pay inefficiently high trading costs because they do not have the in-house capabilities to build a full suite of trading software or the budgets to work with legacy software vendors. Tradere's state-of-the-art platform enables these participants to capture more value from each trade, effectively putting them on a level playing field with bulge bracket banks FX and other non-centrally cleared trading desks, said Ail Jadakin, CEO and co-founder of Tradere. "With this latest round of funding, we see a direct path toward global expansion. Tradere will utilize the proceeds to expand its global business lines, flagship FX platform, world-class graphical user interface, GUI, repo platform, crypto platform, and FX network. The company will add key leaders to ensure seamless execution during its rapid phase of growth and will expand its sales and marketing teams as they build upon a record of providing Tradere customers with a level of service that is second to none. As a part of the Series D round, the new investors will have a seat on the Tradere board of directors. Kaplan adds cryptocurrencies to trading platform. Kaplan, the specialist provider of desktop and mobile e-trading technology, today announced the addition of cryptocurrencies to its range of technology components for multi-asset trading. Using its financial markets domain expertise and multi-asset user experience (UX), Kaplan added a new asset class and further enhanced its platform in response to client requests for a professional and robust crypto trading experience. The platform combines features demanded by institutional traders such as volume ladders, watchlists, and request for quote or request for stream. Crypto trading is live with one client, significantly improving its customer offering, whilst delivering increased efficiency and scalability, and ultimately enabling market share growth. Kaplan's focus on agile methodology provided the flexibility during development to change elements of functionality, reflecting rapid changes in crypto market conditions. The platform utilizes modern mobile multi-factor authentication, and monitors the market, proving real-time charts and notifications. Kaplan now supports the trading of FX, equities, futures, fixed income, precious metals, and most recently almost 35 crypto assets. Its technology platform has been designed with the flexibility for banks and venues to add new assets to the system as required. Institutional crypto trading is a new and constantly evolving market, with market leaders focused on providing cutting-edge and user-friendly platforms. However, clients are also anxious about the way the market will develop, and have asked for a platform that mimics elements of FX trading whilst capturing crypto-specific features, said John Ashworth, CEO of Kaplan. Our clients demand speed and flexibility in product development, which is possible because we combine agile processes with advanced technology and many years of financial markets experience. This allows us to accommodate specific client needs while remaining flexible, even in new markets. He added, "Our technology platform is built to be easily adaptable to accommodate different assets. This resulted in crypto trading being added in only 90 days. FSB delays implementation timeline for SFT rule changes. The Financial Stability Board, FSB, today announced adjustments to the implementation timelines for its recommendations on securities financing transactions, SFTs, specifically those related to minimum haircut standards for non-centrally cleared SFTs. SFTs such as securities lending and repurchase agreements, repos, play a crucial role in supporting price discovery and secondary market liquidity for a wide variety of securities. However, such transactions can also be used to take on leverage as well as maturity and liquidity mismatched exposures, and therefore can pose risks to financial stability. As part of its work to enhance the resilience of non-bank financial intermediation, the FSB developed 18 policy recommendations to address financial stability risks that arise from SFTs such as repos and securities lending. These recommendations are published in the August 2013 report Policy Framework for Addressing Shadow Banking Risks in Securities Lending and Repos and updated in the November 2015 report Regulatory Framework for Haircuts on Non-Centrally Cleared Securities Financing Transactions. Although FSB member jurisdictions are making progress in implementing these policy recommendations, their implementation has seen significant delays in some jurisdictions, especially for the recommendations related to minimum haircuts standards for non-centrally cleared SFTs used by banks to provide financing to non-banks. These delays stem mainly from the new date for implementing the minimum haircut standards on bank to non-bank SFTs into banking regulation as part of the Basel III framework, which is now January 2022. The FSB has therefore decided to adjust the implementation timelines for its recommendations related to minimum haircuts standards for non-centrally cleared SFTs, including those related to quantitative standards, i.e. the framework of numerical haircut floors, recommendations 14 to 18, see updated annexes 1, 3 and 4 of the November 2015 report for details. For example, the implementation timelines for the policy recommendations related to the framework of numerical haircut floors will be extended to January 2022 instead of end-2018 for bank-to-non-bank transactions and to January 2024 instead of end-2019 for non-bank-to-non-bank transactions. The implementation timelines for other recommendations remain unchanged. Going forward, the FSB will continue to monitor implementation of its policy recommendations for SFTs so as to both address financial stability risks in the SFT markets as well as enhance the resilience of non-bank financial intermediation. CashPlus grows revenues by 19%, enters unicorn territory. CashPlus, the leading digital challenger to banks, has reported record revenues of 45.6 meters, up 19% year-on-year, and an eighth consecutive year of operating profit for the financial year ending March 2019. Since it was founded in 2005, CashPlus has opened more than 1.6 million customer accounts. It now serves 7% of all new UK businesses and expects to comfortably hit 10% share by 2024. The company is in the final stages of applying for a full UK banking license and plans to rapidly grow its SME credit business post-approval as it unlocks more than 250 meters of lending capital, currently held as safeguarded funds under its e-money license. During the year, CashPlus was named a unicorn as part of an independent analysis of the digital banking sector. Analysts at Keefe Bruyette & Woods, KBW, estimated the implied value of CashPlus at 760 meters, US $1.002 billion, asterisk, Rich Wagner, CEO, CashPlus. This is another outstanding performance for CashPlus, maintaining operating profit and rapid revenue growth against a backdrop of growing losses for many other UK fintechs. Our focus on a fast, smart, simple banking services platform that work for customers and deliver sustainable returns, continues to deliver, and we're delighted with our progress against our priorities. We're on track to submit our final bank license application in the next month. We've continued to improve and expand our products with more industry firsts, and we're delighted to be recognized as a unicorn, when measured like-for-like against peers. CashPlus announced a string of industry firsts in FY18-19, including the UK's first credit card gambling block, the UK's first degradable bank card, and the first credit card payment tracking and categorization feature. The company continues to push for improvements in banking options for small businesses through early adoption of open banking solutions. Its suite of application programming interface API tools connect customer accounts to a range of accounting and payments software directly from the CashPlus platform, saving them time and money and creating new revenue streams for CashPlus. In June, CashPlus also submitted its application for the BCR Capability and Innovation Fund, a 10 meters government-administered grant, with a bid to develop a game-changing data platform that will allow startup businesses to build a credit score, opening up lending to an estimated 2 million UK firms, along with CashPlus personally committing nearly 100 meters of lending to SMEs post-approval of its banking license. Token brings open banking to property sector. Turnkey open banking platform provider, Token.io, today announces partnerships with two of the UK's leading property marketplaces, Stirrence and Mashroom, to enable renters, landlords and agents to benefit from open banking services, including bank direct payments and data aggregation. Stirrence operates a national student property platform that combines a student-centric property search with online contract signing, payment facilitation, property management and research capabilities. It has chosen to integrate Token's open banking technology to expand the payment options available to tenants and property managers who transact within Stirrence ecosystem. Tom Walker, co-founder of Stirrence, says, "The last 18 months have presented the UK rental sector with a series of seismic legislative changes that have fundamentally challenged the business models of property managers up and down the country. 2018's card fee ban, coupled with the recently introduced ban on tenant fees, have emphasized the need for cost-efficient and frictionless payment mechanisms. Being at the forefront of the rapidly evolving payments landscape was, and continues to be, a key focus for Stirrence in delivering a market-leading payments infrastructure to property managers. The integration of Token's open banking technology is a great example of this continued commitment." Mashroom is an end-to-end property lettings platform that combines technology and community to deliver an efficient way for landlords and agents to let, secure, and maintain properties. In addition to offering bank direct payments to customers, by using Token's platform it will be able to securely access renters' data to validate rental affordability before entering into a contract. Alexander Badalian, Mashroom Chief Value Officer, comments, "Collecting rent has always been a tedious manual process with high processing costs. We're working with Token to change that. Mashroom is committed to equipping landlords and tenants with state-of-the-art technology, and integrating tokens platform means we can provide our customers with simple-to-use value-added services, as well as PSD2 compliant access to banks for data and payments requests. We are nearing the launch of our platform and look forward to offering our customers bank direct payments and next-generation affordability assessments. Token co-founder and CMO, Martin Nelson, adds, "Open banking is not just about banking and financial services, it is about democratizing access to data to create better digital experiences that can supersede outdated and expensive processes." First movers Stearns and Mashroom have been quick to identify open banking opportunities for the property sector, and other proptechs will follow. Compared to conventional debit card rails, Token.io streamlines and reduces the cost of payment acceptance by over 50%, as well as enabling instant processing. Equifax shells out $671 million to settle data breach litigation and regulatory probes. Equifax Inc. NYSE, EFX, today announced a comprehensive resolution of significant U.S. consumer-related litigation and regulatory matters facing the company related to its 2017 cybersecurity incident. The $671 million resolution includes settlement agreements that would resolve the multi-district consumer class action litigation, as well as investigations by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, the Attorneys General of 48 states, Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia, and the New York Department of Financial Services, NYDFS. If approved by the court, a consumer restitution fund of up to $425 million will be available to pay for three bureau credit monitoring for consumers whose information was impacted in the 2017 breach, actual out-of-pocket losses related to the breach, and other consumer benefits such as identity restoration services. Equifax has been providing free credit monitoring services to consumers since September 2017. This comprehensive settlement is a positive step for U.S. consumers and Equifax as we move forward from the 2017 cybersecurity incident and focus on our transformation investments in technology and security as a leading data, analytics, and technology company, said Equifax Chief Executive Officer, Mark W. Begger. The consumer fund of up to $425 million that we are announcing today reinforces our commitment to putting consumers first and safeguarding their data, and reflects the seriousness with which we take this matter. We have been committed to resolving this issue for consumers and have the financial capacity to manage the settlement while continuing our $1.25 billion EFX 2020 technology and security investment program. We are focused on the future of Equifax and returning to market leadership and growth. As part of the resolution, Equifax has agreed to continue the significant steps it has taken in the wake of the cybersecurity incident to enhance its information security and technology program. It also has agreed to make payments totaling $290.5 million directly to certain state and federal regulatory agencies and to pay attorneys' fees and costs in the multi-district litigation. Equifax recorded an accrual of $690 million in the first quarter of 2019 and expects to increase its accrual by approximately $11 million in the second quarter of 2019, principally related to the comprehensive consumer settlement, resulting in a total $701 million accrual related to the 2017 cybersecurity incident. If the court approves, members of the settlement class will receive notification of their rights and options as part of the multi-district litigation. More information can be found at www.equifaxbreachsettlement.com. Additional detail on the terms of the proposed settlement in our Form 8K filed today with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Trunarrative signs Iceland acquiring Bank Borgen. Icelandic acquiring Bank Borgen HF, which offers Europe-wide payment processing and issuing services in Iceland, has invested in a new platform from Trunarrative to help boost the firm's merchant lifecycle management (MLM) and onboarding processes. As a member of Visa Europe and MasterCard International, the new platform will enable Borgen to easily adopt new merchants into its payment network, as well as quickly and securely adapt its compliance and risk processes to new markets and products. In addition, the streamlining and automating of the firm's current merchant applications will see the solution significantly reduce the time taken to onboard new clients. Using a combination of customer data and third-party enrichment services, the single platform solution will also strengthen the bank's financial crime strategy across areas such as risk rating, customer due diligence (CDD), enhanced due diligence (ED), fraud prevention, merchant risk monitoring and offboarding. Commenting on the new overseas partnership, Trunerative's CEO John Lord said, "We are delighted Borgen chose Trunerative to provide its MLM system. With an objective to scale through safe automation, Borgen is a fantastic fit for Trunerative, and we look forward to working with the team to make this a successful project." Following a competitive tendering process, the European payments firm identified Trunerative's fintech services as the best fit for the business. Borgen's CEO, Smunter Smunson, added, "Borgen HF is constantly looking for new ways to make its services more efficient, while also ensuring the security of its payment processing. Our use of Trunerative's platform for onboarding and MLM enables us to do exactly that, in addition to making sure that these key elements are in place in order to secure rapid business growth for our clients, which has always been Borgen's main goal. Borgen will be able to make immediate changes to its strategy within the platform, meaning the firm won't have to adapt its processes to the tech provider. Instead, the technology will mold to the company's needs. The platform is also compatible with many existing third-party integrations and has the facility to quickly add new services." Metro Bank appoints CIO and Chief Transformation Officer. Cheryl Newton will be joining as Chief Information Officer. She will be responsible for developing Metro Bank's technology agenda to further enhance the service it provides to colleagues and customers, across all of its channels. Cheryl is a technology specialist and has held global managing director and IT board level positions implementing IT solutions for financial companies worldwide including JP Morgan, Lloyds Banking Group, HSBC, Credit Suisse and Barclays. Also joining the leadership team will be Daniel Frumkin, who has been appointed as Chief Transformation Officer. He will take the lead in delivering the bank-wide efficiency program to further enhance customer experience and continue to create even more fans. Daniel joins after 8 years at the Bank of NT. Butterfield & Son Limited, a full-service community bank based in Bermuda, most recently as their Global Chief Operating Officer and prior to that as Global Chief Risk Officer. He has previously worked at Perix Bank, Northern Rock and RBS. Commenting on the appointments, Craig Donaldson, CEO at Metro Bank, says, "Both these appointments are a significant step forward in our year of transition for Metro Bank and will help us deliver on our strategic initiatives. Cheryl and Dan bring deep experience and expertise and share our vision for creating fans. I am really looking forward to working with them." Cheryl Newton added, "I am really excited to be joining Metro Bank as it continues its expansion across Britain, giving customers real choice in who they bank with. We have a huge opportunity through our investment in stores and digital to really transform the banking experience for people and SMEs across the UK." Daniel Frumkin added, "I am looking forward to joining the team at such an important time during this year of transition for Metro Bank. There is real potential for the future as we focus on driving long-term growth by delivering great customer service at the right cost. Cheryl will start with the bank next week and Daniel will join in September. Both roles will report directly to Chief Executive Officer, Craig Donaldson." Easy Collect appointed guarantor of Pay, UK. Easy Collect Services Limited, Easy Collect, are pleased to announce that they have been appointed a guarantor of Pay, UK. Pay, UK was formed in 2017 and has brought together BACS, Faster Payments, Check and Credit Clearing and UK Payments Administration. Pay, UK owns, manages and operates the products and services that enable a vibrant UK economy. Every day, individuals and businesses use the services Pay, UK provides to get their salaries, pay their bills and make online and mobile banking payments. Pay, UK moves more than 7 trillion every year, through BACS Direct Credit, Direct Debit, Faster Payments, Checks and Paym. Pay, UK's core purpose is to support a vibrant UK economy enabling a globally competitive payments industry through the provision of robust, resilient, collaborative retail payment services, rules and standards for the benefit of all users. Pay, UK seeks to achieve this by driving greater participation and involvement in payments so payment service providers are competing and innovating solutions which respond to customer needs, driving better service and value for end users. Pay, UK are the guardians and pioneers of payments, modernizing the ecosystem and ensuring that companies and individuals participate in payments according to the standards and rules which Pay, UK set. At the core of this vision sits a robust and resilient technical platform for processing payments. This is the basis for all payment operations and will be centrally procured and deployed by Pay, UK. Beyond this, Pay, UK will ensure that participation is reliant on standards and rules which enable interoperability, alignment and fairness so that payment providers, businesses and individuals can provide payment solutions, apps and facilities to help people in the UK have more control and more benefits from making payments. To achieve their aims, Pay, UK are expanding their guarantor base so that it better represents the wide range of stakeholders in the payments ecosystem. This will help ensure that the Pay, UK board makes decisions in favor of the wider community interest. Easy Collect, recently acquired by the business software powerhouse, Access Group, is a leading UK paytech established in 2002 focused on delivering direct debit and payment management services via its Easy Customer Manager cloud-based platform. As a BACS-approved bureau, BACS-accredited commercial facility management provider and FCA-regulated payment institution Easy Collect make payment processing simple. Easy Collect supports Pay, UK's mission to enable a vibrant UK economy and as a guarantor of Pay, UK will seek to hold the board accountable for the continued fulfillment of its purpose and strategic objectives, including maintaining the integrity of the products and services it operates, acting as a catalyst for change in the payments industry, and promoting competition in both upstream and downstream services. Morgan Stanley introduces encrypted document sharing through BACS. Morgan Stanley, NYSE, MS, today announced the launch of a new wealth management digital collaboration product, which allows for encrypted document sharing between clients and financial advisors. The new platform is powered by BACS, NYSE, BACS, a leader in cloud content management. Through this partnership, Morgan Stanley Wealth Management will be utilizing BACS cloud content management capabilities, including BACS Platform, BACS KeySafe and BACS Governance. Morgan Stanley's Digital Vault provides an encrypted repository for clients to store and share life's most important documents, such as wills, deeds, estate plans, financial statements and tax filings with their financial advisors. This unified solution offers an additional layer of encryption not offered through email asterisk, and also supports two-way sharing. Key features of the platform include encrypted cloud-based document storage and sharing between the client and financial advisor in a central location, client document upload and access through Morgan Stanley Online and the Morgan Stanley mobile app, notifications when content is uploaded for both clients and financial advisors, interactive commentary to enhance client and financial advisor collaboration on documents, adopting new technologies to enhance and improve the way we deliver information to our clients and foster communication between advisor teams and clients is incredibly important for wealth management, especially in this increasingly digital world, said Noreen Hassan, Chief Digital Officer for Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. By investing in a cloud content management platform like BACS and leveraging other best-of-breed technology partners, we have been able to create a more secure, efficient and collaborative environment for conducting business. BACS empowers our clients to collaborate with their financial advisors seamlessly while adhering to the highest standards of data privacy, protection and security, said Sal Cucchiara, Chief Information Officer for Wealth Management at Morgan Stanley. Protecting our clients' assets and personal information is our top concern, and this is our latest investment in safety and security at scale. As one of the world's leading investment banking, securities and wealth management firms, Morgan Stanley has been on the cutting edge of building technologies that drive their business and financial markets worldwide, said Aaron Levy, co-founder and CEO of BACS. With Box, they are applying that same forward-thinking strategy, providing clients and their employees with better access to information, and ultimately driving more efficiency and collaboration. Morgan Stanley is defining the future of wealth management by setting a new standard for delivering client excellence, a unique combination of human capital, cutting-edge technology, leading intellectual capital and customized financial solutions, all delivered by a financial advisor to help clients achieve their life goals. Uploading a document to Morgan Stanley's document sharing platform does not obligate Morgan Stanley or its employees to review or take any action with respect to the document. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.